It's Bull's Eye on the Afternoon with Andy Bull Barch and Matt Douglas on AM 930 WEOL.
Day number two of our Spotlight on Medina from Castle Noel. We're having a blast here for Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bullbarge joined alongside Matt Douglas. You've got us until 6:30 tonight. And Dan Hostetler is next up on our guest list. He's with the Medina Visitors Bureau and, boy, right on cue. This portion of Spotlight on Medina brought to you by Medina County Visitors Bureau. Find links to festivals, shopping, events, and attractions across the county at visitmedinacounty.com. That's visitmedinacounty.com. Dan, how are you?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here today. How are you?
Oh, we're doing lovely. Great. I mean, yeah. We're having all kinds of fun here
can
at Castle Noel.
Can you have a bad
Noel
day here? I mean, look at it, Dan.
Oh, you can never have a bad day at Castle Noel.
Yes.
Well, you guys have a lot of great things going on in the county, one of which is going on not too far from here a little bit later on tonight. I was excited when I saw this. I couldn't wait to ask you about this. Mario Rizzotti, Iron Chef Wine Dinner, going on not too far from here, about a half mile away, right?
That's right. It's going to be tonight.
Where's this going down? Well, I tell you, Mario Rizzotti is an all-star.
I was going to say, he's a great all-star.
A chef. He's an all-star chef for sure. And it's one of those events that you certainly can't miss because guys like that don't come down in this area very often. So that takes place, I believe, 7 o'clock a little bit later on tonight. And I know tomorrow you guys have the Medina Chapter AAUW Change Recognition Luncheon as well. I know that's happening with you guys. Also, but looking at the calendar events you guys have lined up, so many wonderful things happening. I didn't realize this, but you guys have an event coming up a little bit later on this month where you have a bunch of brewers that get together from Brunswick. It's like a brewery meeting of sorts. What's this all about?
They're getting together to help market and promote beers and brews and pubs in Medina County.
Very cool stuff. Well, it's a very, very large lineup of things happening this month. And, you know, I want to focus on the Candlelight Walk at Medina Square in just a second here as well. I know we had Matt Wiederhold with Main Street Medina on with us earlier talking about this. And, well, that's a weekend loaded to the gills with events.
It is. It's a great weekend. There are all kinds of fun things with the street lighting on Friday night and the tree lighting. And then on Saturday, they have the fireworks and they have the lighted parade. It's the 16th and 17th and 18th of November. So it's coming up in less than a little over a week.
Uh-huh. Yeah, about 10 days away. You guys
We also have Wadsworth has a candle lighting also on the 16th. And they will have all kinds of programs going on downtown Wadsworth.
And so we were talking about Chef Mario Rizzotti earlier. He's going to be at the Corkscrew
Saloon.
Okay, very nice. Well, that's, tell you what, man, that's a landmark event to have an Iron Chef all-star like that here in the area.
Yeah, you can't do much better than that. I mean, that's the beauty of Medina, and it's not just that, it's the square, it's Medina County in general. I mean, it's such a... What we talked about it with Matt earlier, it's almost like a Hallmark movie the way things get decorated around here at Christmas time, Dan.
Yeah, the square is all lit up, and all the businesses have Christmas going in the windows. I know I just finished doing our window this afternoon, so that it's ready for Candlelight Walk. Wadsworth is doing the same thing. They have their Christmas windows, a lot of businesses that you can buy gifts at. We have the outlet shops down at Lodi Station, or Ohio Station Outlets.
Yeah. You guys also have a candy cane Christmas event coming up in December. Wait.
That's at Spring Mist, and it's a fun program. It's geared towards kids. They get to see live reindeers. They can do wagon rides and sort of a petting zoo for a petting farm. And they do all kinds of programs, and it's geared predominantly to younger kids.
Very nice. And, of course, we're here at Castle Noel. And a little bit later on this winter, you guys are going to have crafts with Mr. and Mrs. Claus here.
We have crafts with Mr. and Mrs. Claus, and they have Elf Labs coming up, too. And if you contact our office, we'll get you those dates, or you can contact Castle Noel, go to their website, or you can go to our website as well.
Certainly.
What are the Elf Labs?
They're just fun programs for kids. They learn about elves and things that the elves have to do, and they make a little project, and so it's fun little things like that.
one of those opportunities. Dan, being from the Visitors Bureau, I mean, when you talk about the Christmas atmosphere around here and everything that kind of goes on, I have to imagine that has the draw with people outside. And you mentioned you guys are already gearing up for the candlelight walk coming up here as well. Is that one of the, I guess, the ideas of everything to kind of come in here and to utilize that for the Visitors Bureau too?
Yeah, obviously Candlelight Walk is the kickoff for our holiday season. We have concerts. We have all kinds of events. We've gone over a few of them. Even the Model Railroad and Toy Show is coming up on December 2nd out at the community center.
Sure.
But we like to say it's a fun small-town atmosphere. You can come out, spend the day, do some shopping on the square, see Castle Noel, do a nice meal in any of the restaurants around the square or in Medina, across Medina County.
Sure.
And we have a lot of Christmas tree farms. And you can go out, cut your own Christmas tree, go out in the woods, find it, cut it, and bring it back and take it home for the night. So it makes fun family ideas for just the family to come out and start a new tradition. Tradition.
I got you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Drawing a blank there.
Yeah. Well, tell us about these Christmas tree farms in the area. Clearly, they're going to be really, really busy here coming up in about a month or so. You guys have so many in this area.
I was going to say, I think there are probably about 7 or 8 of them within the county. Here, right in Medina, down in Wadsworth, all the way down south of down in Homerville. So we have a number of them, and all of them do good business. They're good entrepreneurs doing a good thing and enjoying life with Christmas trees.
Sure.
A lot of work goes into getting those Christmas trees ready, though.
Oh, without question. Yeah, without question. It takes a lot of maintenance. You don't see that finished product until right around this time of the year. But no, it takes some serious maintenance throughout the course of the calendar year. Well, a lot of cool things happening in the city of Medina celebrating its bicentennial. How closely have you guys been tied in with that city of Medina bicentennial celebration?
We've been working with them, promoting everything, whether it be on Facebook, whether it be through our events and that kind of thing, getting them out to the area. So we've been working very closely, trying to promote all those fun events, and we've gotten to a couple of them, but I haven't gotten to all of them.
That's all right. You're a busy guy. You got a lot of places to be. Sometimes there's only so many events you can get to. But we talked about the Medina Candlelight Walk coming up here in about 10 days or so. Boy, it's just incredible how you can cram so many events into one full weekend between the 5K and the fireworks and the Candlelight Walk. There's just a lot of cool things happening there.
There are. And it's a fun tradition. A lot of families come out. When the tree is lit on Friday night, or shortly thereafter, you'll start seeing a lot of families go up, take their picture in front of the gazebo with the tree in the center of the gazebo, and a lot of them use that as Christmas cards because it's so nicely decorated. Main Street Medina does an awful lot, as well as the city, as well as a lot of community members come out and help decorate the square, and I think they're doing that this Sunday. If I remember correctly. So if anyone wants to come and decorate, they'll take all the help they can get.
Very nice. Well, and, 2019, isn't that far away? We're less than 60 days away. And I know you guys always plan ahead. What are some things you guys have in the hopper planned for 2019?
Well, the big thing coming up quickly after that is the Ice Festival in February. It's always President Day weekend.
Okay.
So that's the first big event that everybody starts working on as soon as Candlelight Walk's over with.
Sure. Well, I was just going to say, what can folks expect to see at the Ice Festival or coming into Medina that weekend?
Obviously, there's all kinds of ice carving going on. There will be ice carvings that will be brought in. A lot of sponsors will have carvings, and they're usually fun and unique things. But then they have competitions for ice carving, both in the professional and in the amateur. A lot of students, such as college level or career centers in the restaurant or when they're looking at going into restaurant programs. Obviously, ice carving is something that restaurants or banquet centers use. So a lot of those kids will get into it. So
that's interesting. I was just thinking, I wonder how people kind of get into ice carving. I've never looked at a block of ice and said, I could make a swan out of that.
Yeah, that's a talent. That's an incredible skill to have. No question. Well, Dan, we know you're a busy man going from one meeting to the next. We appreciate you carving out some time for us here. And certainly we'll be looking forward to that Ice Festival coming up President's Day weekend. Also, this Medina Candlelight Walk 1 week from this coming weekend should be a heck of a lot of fun. Thanks for stopping by.
I thank you for having me on. You have a great afternoon.
Thanks, you too, Dan.
You do the same, Dan. Again, that's Dan Hostetler with Visit Medina County, the Medina County Visitors Bureau. This portion of Spotlight Medina brought to you by the Medina County Visitors Bureau. Find links to festivals, shopping, events, and attractions all across the county at visitmedinacounty.com. That's visitmedinacounty.com. We need to get a break in here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We will come back with more right after this on our Spotlight on Medina, coming at you from Castle Noel on South Court Street, just a half block south of Medina Square, here on AM 930 WEOL.